This is Chubby Ray Live, and here is your host, Mr. Ray Lytle. Oh, my, oh my.
Well, what can I say? New party. Different president, same old, yeah. Welcome to the program, Chubby Ray, live. I'm Ray. Welcome to the program, I'm Ray. And welcome to the program, I'm Ray. I'm here joined, as always, by the one and only Gully. Hi, Gully. Welcome to the show. How are you, my friend?
Very good afternoon to you, Ray.
I am joined by the one and only Vanilla Gorilla.
Hi, Ray.
How are you? What are you eating?
Hold on.
I didn't get any of it. Did you get that? Do you speak full mouth, Gully? I didn't get that.
No, it was just...
I understood none of that. We need someone who knows how to speak full mouth language. To perhaps interpret for us.
Luigi always has things in his mouth. I'm sure he does.
You're right. Well, we're here. We're here.
Okay, they're much better.
We're queer. We're proud. Get over it.
Super.
Hi, Gorilla. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Ray.
Glad you're here with us.
Oh, thank you very much, Ray.
So what's been going on?
I don't know. Did you vote for change?
I did vote for change, and we're not getting it. Nothing's changing.
Nor will it ever.
Nothing. You know, I got in audio today. I do have a lot of good audio today. In audio today, no one sums it up better than Jon Stewart of The Daily Show. He really is quite brilliant. The guy really is, and the writer, they're smart people there, and their humor is smart. And, boy, they summed up this new banking, or these new credit laws, so well. They really summed them right up for us. And in fact, I want to play this because it really, you know what? He really does a hell of a job. Let me play this. This is Jon Stewart on the new credit laws that we have. You know, to help us, you know, to these laws that, by the way, the laws that should be making it illegal for these credit card companies, actually it's banks, you know, the banks that own the credit cards, but laws that should be making it illegal for banks to do deceptive practices. Stewart actually reveals what it is they do actually do. This is a brilliant piece from The Daily Show. Give it a listen to start the show.
To understand what the new credit card regulations will do, first we've got to see how credit cards actually work. So let's say you'd like a TV. You head down to some generic appliance store there, and they've got a very reasonable 26-inch LCD for, let's say, $289. It's playing an episode of Dora. It's very clear. It'll get the job done. But it happens to be sitting next to a 62-inch HD plasma screen blaring a Blu-ray disc of Gladiator with full Dolby reach-around technology. The thing is mint! So your first question is that one Energy Star qualified? Second, of course, is how does a gentleman living in his parents' basement with only part-time employment justify spending $3,000 on this piece of technology? Well, that's the beauty of it. You don't have to. You've got a credit card. Remember spring break? Anyway, it's a lot of money, but your minimum payment's only going to be $90 a month. You can handle it. You'll pay it off over a couple of years, except you're forgetting about the 14% interest rate, which means you'll actually pay it off in, this is true, 11 years, unless you decide in those 11 years to buy something else. Or the bank changes your bill due date without warning you, which they can do, so you'll incur late fees and a penalty rate hike up to 30% interest. Or maybe they just give you a rate hike up to 30% for no reason at all. Why? F*** you, that's why. They can do that. Now let's say your payment pays off. Let's say this purchase pays off. Let's say you get this 62-inch plasma screen and you go pro at Wii Sports. And with your sponsorship money, you crawl out from under your credit burden, finally freeing yourself. The credit card company's response to that would be to raise your credit limit, daring you to fly higher. Saying to you, well, for every $5,000 you put on your credit card, you'll rack up points towards that gyroscopic sharper image pen you've had your eye on. Supplies are limited. Points not valid in continental U.S. Pen may be a pencil. All right. Well, no more. I'm happy to say that as of yesterday, that scenario is no longer possible thanks to the Credit Card Accountability, Responsibility, and Disclosure Act.
Banks generally can no longer raise interest rates on your existing balance.
They must give you 45 days notice before raising the interest rate on anything you buy going forward.
By law, your bank must now spell out how long it'll take you to pay off your card.
See? All we needed was the information. Like when they put up the calorie charts at McDonald's and you knew exactly how many calories were in the Big Mac and large fries that you continue to eat no matter what. So that's it. From now on, it's going to be on the up and up. That is, wait. Unless the banks are run by sentient beings who saw this coming.
Congress gave the banks 9 months to comply with these rules, and they used that time to raise interest rates almost across the board.
And look for all kinds of new fees as banks try to make up for billions in lost income. Even fees if you don't use your card enough.
Hey, what the hell? Huh? A fee for not using your credit card. Let me see if I can reenact a meeting where they came up with that. Well, it's not like we can charge people for not buying things. What? Why is everyone kissing me? What? Whoa, no! Let go of my penis! Whoa!
There you go. Fantastic. I mean, just fantastic.
Yeah. Sounds like it in a nutshell.
So the new laws came in, and the laws do absolutely nothing. And then today, and it was a great, and I should have a link for it, but I think it was on Bloomberg.com. They talked about Tim Geithner, who I got to tell you, you know what? From day one, don't you kind of get the feeling Geithner could be sort of a Bond villain who secretly, you know what I mean? Would it surprise you 10 years from now? If you found out Geithner was on the payroll of some of these banks.
It comes across to me, because I've heard a lot about him. I listen to a podcast that they're always discussing him and about how he is actually the fall guy, where he's got to come out and say these stupid things. And whereas Bond villains, you know.
Yeah, but I don't listen. They could say he's the fall guy all they want, but he's the guy that's, he and Bernanke, I mean, these are the guys that are right there heading up the people that are supposed to make these decisions. And one of the things they were doing is these banking laws that they said they wanted to pass.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted to make sure that the banks weren't making questionable investments. Listen, the bottom line is, on one, they're talking out of both sides of their mouth. On one side of their mouth, they're saying, we want to make sure that the banking industry is not screwing the American people. We want to make sure that the banking industry is playing by the same rules as everyone else. We want to make sure the banking industry is being fair and honest. And out of the other side of their mouth, which is connected to the banking industry's ear, they're going, we're not going to do a damn thing. You guys, go ahead and do what you want. All the crap that you did that got us into this mess, because all those things ended up laying right next to each other that caused the catastrophe. All those things that we say, this would only be bad if this happened, this would only be bad if this happened, and then all those cards happen to fall at the same time. It couldn't possibly happen again. So we're going to tell everybody that we're going to regulate this and this and this. We're going to get everybody all happy and stuff. But you guys go right ahead and keep doing what you're doing. Good job. That's what they're doing.
It's very cloak and dagger.
It is. I don't understand it. I don't, and I'll tell you, I used to think that President Obama was a really intelligent guy. I used to think he's a really smart guy who was coming up with these ideas and ordering people, hey, let's get this stuff done and blah, blah, blah.
Say it right.
Well,
say
it. I get the... I'm a little concerned. I'm a little concerned that he isn't like Greg Brady in the Johnny Bravo episode of give him the job because he fits into the suit.
So he's thinking he's being a little bit...
I kind of think... I get the feeling that that he isn't being told. You know what I mean? I don't know. Maybe I just have this fear that somewhere in a little room, Dick Cheney's going, and they thought I left. Suckers! I have been in control all along!
like an Austin Powers body.
Yeah, like Obama rips off his mask. And there it is. Crippled old Dick Cheney going, it was me all along. Like the reveal at the end of a Scooby-Doo cartoon.
All we need is the mystery machine to fix
you
the bank.
You silly kids, and now it's too late. I'll get you and your stupid dog. And we can't figure it out. It's like going, you know what? They're running around in front of us, and here we are with the Globetrotters. We're eating Scooby Snacks. We're following the Scooby Snack down the wrong trail.
Yep, Laurel Hardy are down the road. Ray. I tried to tell you this.
No, you didn't. No, here's where you and I are different. You are rooting for the banks. I am rooting for the American people.
No.
You continue to you and the people in your party. Here's the difference.
I'm starting to think
the people of my party are hoodwinked imbeciles who don't see they're helping out big business. Meanwhile, your people are helping out big business and they're proud of it.
Well, let me ask you something, Larry.
All right.
Do you have a credit card?
I do have credit cards. But I currently am not using them, and I don't think I'm gonna. If I go the rest of my life not using them, I don't think I'll miss them.
When you applied for those credit cards, did someone put a gun to your head and tell you to apply for the credit card?
No, but listen, Gorilla, what are you supposed to do?
What are you supposed to do?
John Stewart hit it right on the head. It's very enticing.
Oh, it is.
To get, you know, you want to get something, you have to have credit in order to do anything in this country.
That's not true.
The other problem was, at the time I got the credit cards, I was in a six-figure, my family's income was six figures.
Right.
No, it is not. Much like a lot of people, it's nowhere near what it used to be.
But nobody puts a gun to anyone's head and says you apply for this Visa or MasterCard
or
whatever.
Right, I know. But Gorilla, it shouldn't be the thing.
You should know.
It shouldn't be that easy.
It doesn't matter if it's easy or not.
It shouldn't be easy. Look at kids in college. We've seen how they prey upon these college kids. It just shouldn't be that easy. Listen,
what you're saying is you should have to jump 25 hurdles.
No, I'm not saying that they should. I'm not saying that. They need to cap limits, and they do need to be more fair. You know what I mean?
You can set your own limit.
Need to be more fair. And by the way, we have to play. We have to use certain laws that they're not getting. When the banks got money from the TARP program, did it have a bunch of hidden fees in it? Hell no. But yet when they give us money, it has hidden fees in it.
actually, all if you read the 17-page contract you sign when you get a credit card.
And that's reasonable for them to expect us to read that while we're at the JCPenney counter. When we're at the JCPenney counter, we're going to read all of that.
Right. Ignorance is no excuse. If you don't read the contract they give you,
this is
whose
where,
fault is it?
This is where we're wrong.
No.
This is where you and I argue. You seem to think...
Because you signed something you didn't read.
No, you root for the banks. You're rooting for the banks. You
are. I root for people to stand up and take personal responsibility for their own life. How is that wrong?
You are rooting for big business.
Right. Does tobacco give people cancer?
Yes.
Do credit cards have unreasonably high interest rates?
Yes.
Well, it's common knowledge, right? I don't need a Surgeon General's warning on the side of my cigarette pack to let me know that I will probably end up with cancer or heart disease or something because I'm a smoker. And I don't need anyone to tell me that my credit card company is going to charge me an outrageous rate.
You listened to the report. I played the report.
Oh, I heard the report. I'm not saying it. I'm saying the guy who buys 61-inch plasma, whatever, is a retard because he knows he only works part-time and should never have bought something like that to begin with.
Well, not everyone works part-time who does that.
I'm not saying
that. It's not everyone. Listen, there are people that pay their cards off in time and still get charged things. That's the issue. The issue is that they always find ways to get you. It's unfair. What they're doing...
You don't
It's what I talked about. It's Gorilla. It's what I talked about before with big business and when I talked about energy companies like Exxon. When is enough enough? When is
You don't have to drive either.
When is it too much?
When is the
amount of profit too much? Just because you can... Screw people with your interest rates and with your hidden fees. Does it mean you should?
Absolutely.
Really, you think it should? Well, then you and I are never going to agree.
Well, you know what?
I are never, ever going to agree.
Let me tell you something. If I can loan you $10 and tell you you've got to pay me $21 back for that $10, yes, I'm going to do it. It's a good opportunity for me.
No, you and I are never. You say it's okay to have deceptive practices, and I don't.
It's not deceptive.
It's very deceptive. It's in a contract that's 17 pages long that you have to sign when you're standing at a counter. It's ridiculous. That should be half a page long. It should be half a page long.
Nobody put a gun to your head and nobody signed it.
No, girl, you're wrong.
It should be written in plain English.
You're just wrong.
There should be no clauses where you can change any part of the contract.
It's on page 13, buried in paragraphs between everything else. You know damn well these are deceptive practices.
Don't sign it.
It's unfair. It's deceptive.
It's not unfair.
And it's bad.
It's in the contract. I have one credit card. Mm-hmm. When I got my credit card,
Let me call the trophy shop, and I'm going to get the perfect human being trophy for Gorilla. I'm going to order it, and then I'm going to drop it off to you.
But
you are so much smarter than anybody else in America.
I never put my signature on anything that I don't read.
Well,
because I take personal responsibility for the things that I do.
Gorilla, I wish every single person was like you.
Well, and you know what? If every single person was like me,
I wouldn't
be having these problems.
I wish they were all like you. And we wouldn't have problems because there'd be so many smokers that their taxes would be...
That's right.
...get us out of this mess if everybody was like you. That was my first piece of audio. I do have other audio.
When I get lung cancer, heart disease, do you think I'm going to go sue the tobacco companies?
No, but I hope we have some type of health care that will... That will get you covered because if you get lung cancer, I guarantee
I have health insurance.
I guarantee you'll be fired, and amazingly, your insurance will go away if you get lung cancer.
I will not be fired.
I hope so. I hope for you that's not the case. I hope
you know
for
where
you,
I work, right? Am I going to get fired?
I hope for you that is not the case. That's my hope.
Not the case.
Well, I hope you just don't get cancer.
I'm praying for you.
Well, thank you, Gully. I thank you, Gully.
No, I hope you do get cancer, but I don't. just so I can be proven right.
You know what? You can complain about Mobil Exxon and everything, but you don't have to drive. Nobody's saying you can't walk everywhere or ride a bike.
You know what? One of these days, you're going to find a piece of enlightenment in your life, and you're going to think back to yourself, because I've been in your position, and you're going to look back at yourself, and you're going to go, oh, my God, what was I thinking?
Let me tell you something. If people, I don't know how many people know, like, my family lineage in this town, but there are people in my family who have been high in the Democratic Party in this area.
Oh, my God, they're probably embarrassed.
Oh, it's...
Oh, the embarrassment flowing through their veins right now.
My great-grandfather started a union in Central Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. My grandfather, his son, worked for the roads. He did roads his entire life.
Mm-hmm.
And was one of the top union guys here in town.
Right.
And, like, my uncle... If I put his name in here, you'll know exactly who he is. Hold on. Well, I'm not gonna put it in the chat room. I'll put it in Skype.
He should have names for every single like relative. It's like the vanilla gorilla. His great molasses gorilla. And out of that was his other.
Do you know who that is?
I know the name, but I don't know how I know that.
I
am aware of the name, so.
There's a gorilla for every occasion.
Yes. Mugilla gorilla. that's how I know.
Okay, Columbus gorilla.
That's
as
how
well.
I know the name. Okay, thank you. Now I know the name.
So, I mean, and I go to his house frequently.
Oh, he must be just.
Oh, and he's
ashamed.
Because. He's my father's brother.
Talk about the black sheep of the family.
No, because...
You're the kind of person that looks at homeless people and is disgusted because they don't have a job.
That's not true at all. As a matter of fact, I'm going to put another name, a big family friend of ours, and I've helped her before.
Vanilla Gorilla, man of the people.
I've helped her before. Listen, do some stuff for the homeless.
The bottom line,
I don't have any problem.
It's deceptive. It is deceptive.
No problem.
It's deceptive, and it's unfair.
No, what I want to say here is I have no problem if you or Cowboy Volk or Al from D-Town, if anybody wants to donate their time, or me, donate my time to help people. No problem with that. But when the government starts mandating it is when I have a problem.
My problem lies in the fact that we live in a country where all people are supposed to be created equal, and they're not.
Oh, they are. Everybody's created equal with the same opportunity.
We're not. No, we don't have the same opportunity, Gorilla. You
absolutely
don't.
Absolutely, we have the same
wealthy
opportunity.
Wealthy people have opportunities that poor people will never,
everybody
ever
in this country
have. They do not. You know what? Keep telling yourself that. Keep
everybody
fooling,
in this country.
Keep fooling yourself into believing that.
Opportunities.
Keep fooling yourself into believing energy. Hard work will get you everywhere you want to go. And
hard
keep
work
fool,
has gotten me places I want.
And keep fooling yourself into thinking that everyone has the same opportunities. Because they don't. They don't.
Who you know and what you know.
They don't have it. Listen. Anybody who goes to college has an advantage over someone who doesn't go to college. A person who goes to a university has an advantage over a person that simply goes to any kind of college. A person who gets a master's degree has an advantage over someone who gets a bachelor's degree. There's advantages in this country. And when you are wealthy, you can afford it. When you're poor, you can't. And if you tell me, get a scholarship, I'm going to laugh at your face. Because
you
actually knew the amount of scholarships. I had a scholarship. It didn't pay for crap. Trust me, people who are poor are at a disadvantage. And then when I did go to school, I had to work to help pay for it, along with the scholarship, along with the Pell Grant, along with everything else.
Oh, my God, you had to work to make your future better?
Yes, I did. I did. But you know what?
Well, there's nothing
wrong
with that.
I did. But the kid who came from money, he didn't. And guess what?
So what? You guys get the
and
thing?
Guess what? He was able to concentrate on school instead of life, and had much more advantages than I had. It's just how it is. It's how it is. So don't tell me everybody's created equal, because we're not equal. Some people have to work a hell of a lot harder.
Yep.
Until you have suffered,
you can still attain his level.
Until you
have the opportunity to move to his level.
Until you have suffered the indignity of going to the store and having to use food stamps. Or until you have suffered the indignity
of being homeless.
Of being on the free lunch program at school.
Which I was.
And all of these things.
My family was broke.
Then you will know what you're talking about.
I've been homeless, Ray. Like nothing.
Congratulations on your ability to pull yourself up from your bootstraps.
That's right. And everybody has the same opportunity.
We don't.
And I did.
That is a fallacy.
Myself up.
That is a fallacy in this country.
No, it's not.
No.
Where I was to where I am is because of me. No one else.
In the new millennium, my friend, opportunity can be bought and paid for by cash.
Yep.
Hard work doesn't get you anywhere unless there's some luck involved in it. We don't all have the same opportunity.
I do think that your ideals, Gorilla, it's nice to think of life that way, but
yes.
Ray's got a point.
In fairy tale land, it's very nice to think that way. That's not how society is. I wish it was. I wish that that's all you needed in life was work ethic and hard work. But all I see are crooked, rotten sons of bitches going ahead and decent people being shat upon. That's what I see. Now, don't get me wrong. Occasionally, a decent person makes it. But you know as well as I do.
People will no doubt step upon other
more
people to get where they want to be.
More sons of bitches do better in this world than nice people. It's time. You know what? I just for once would like to see some people who deserve it get something. Anyway, let me move on. I've got more audio, because I said I got audio to start the show today. I don't know if you guys know this or not, but one of my favorite shows to watch clips of is The View.
Oh, God.
I've heard about this program. Oh, no.
The View. The View. Yes. The View are these women sitting on couches or around a table. It is weird because, like, they'll start sitting around a table and then they'll move to couches. And then they'll get up from the couch and they'll move to a different table.
And then they'll go back. Eating chocolate.
Yes, like every single commercial break, they come back and they're sitting somewhere else. It seems to me they could save a lot of money on this set just having one place for these women to sit. I think it's that they get up and get... They're so old, they're afraid their veins are going to... You know, like they were stroke... Their stroke possibilities from sitting in a place too long. So they make them get up and move a little bit just to get the blood flowing.
So one deep vein thrombosis happening now, do you?
They had on the Octomom yesterday.
Oh, God.
And
there's someone who's been taken out into a field and put two in the back of her head.
I'm so
sick of her.
We have always said that we think there's something wrong with the Octomom.
Oh, yeah.
And I know what it is. It's her laugh. I want you to listen to some of this interview with the Octomom. This is the laugh of a Batman villain. The Joker is jealous of it. The Riddler is jealous of this laugh.
I'll get you, Batman.
Listen to when Octomom laughs.
I'm so energetic that I'm writing, and I didn't realize what kind of a...
Oh, you want something
enormous. Yeah, my energy level. It's called DNA. It's called DNA because my mom's in her 70s, and she has more, just as much energy as I do.
Yeah, I say. So yeah. It's natural.
I don't want to be like this.
No. You got this maniacal... It's so funny, Nadia, you got this maniacal laugh that just, it throws everybody. That laugh is like...
I don't like it. I try to suppress it. Someone told me I need a laugh coach.
You do you. If you, that's a crazy laugh.
You need a laugh.
But you got it. Wacky laugh. But
no, you know what? I can tell you. That's a funny story. When I was pregnant.
She said one thing about you.
I digress.
She's going to tell me.
I'm so sorry.
But you are.
I do that. I'm so sorry about that. I didn't answer your question.
You are a good sport because you're letting us slow everything.
She's not done, this girl.
You're not done.
You're not, but I'm going to talk to you. But Nadia, you've gotten... I know, Barbara. I'm sorry. It just, it jumps on you like...
It was like a huge group of waitress story. I scared one of them. I was so apologetic to her because they wanted a picture and there was like 20 of them. They were just like little cows hurting, like a herd towards them.
Yeah.
And I started laughing and it probably is exacerbated with nervousness.
You had, it was one sperm donor who is a friend.
Right.
And does this person have any part in the baby's lives and does he want it?
Is anybody else weirded out by Barbara Walters saying the word sperm? Just that. Is the laughing over?
She knows it's sperm.
No,
is
and not sure, and it's not my place to ask. What I'm not team. I can, you know, being consistent and staying loyal to that person and respectful to him.
I need to mention, we spoke about the implantation. The fertility doctor, Dr. Michael Kamrava, is that how you say his name? Mm-hmm. He's actually being accused by the California Medical Board of gross negligence, mm-hmm. okay, for implanting too many embryos, more than he should have. This could have his license revoked. Do you think his license should be revoked?
Personally, I don't think he did anything different. He did nothing wrong. If it weren't for him, I wouldn't have all my children.
Well, I don't believe
Nadia, as a person who's gone through, who's done infertility treatments, mm-hmm. A person like me gets upset because insurance doesn't cover infertility treatments. Okay. So, and I think, when people look at...
It doesn't cover it.
No, insurance is not paid. Insurance is not paid.
I want to say how she paid for it. This is the problem I'm having. I have a voice and I want to say everything. But the media, what they do is they say one extreme to another and all of it's lies. They literally pull lies out of the sky to sell.
How did you pay for it, babe?
Before I had any kids, I worked at a state psych hospital as a psychiatric technician. And I was working 70, 80 hours per week.
Before she got pregnant.
People thought I was saving for... People would ask me, are you saving to buy a house for cash? Right. And I'm like, no. No.
I just want to ask you, are you done? Is it?
Listen to that laugh!
Get you, Batman! And all of Gotham City!
I think I'll... With that nasal shrill of hers, I think I'll pay for the gun and you can take her out.
She scares me when she laughs. Oh, so they ask her if she's done having kids. Because you think, she's got how many kids now?
14.
Yeah, I mean, you think that she's had enough.
Is this it for kids for you? You've done having
kids? Oh, yes. Absolutely. Right. And someday, far, 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 far in the future, when they're older, if, God willing, I meet somebody.
No,
I don't want to meet somebody. Not alone, but I'm not going to say 100% no. I'm not going to someday, far in the future, get married and want a...
I think even maybe far in the future when they're grown, that's going to take a lot of your time.
We want to thank you
for...
No more.
No more. Nadia, thank you for coming.
And you've got one.
It takes 14 votes. I don't know why I'm here. Nadia, thank you for coming by. We'll be thinking of all those kids. They are really adorable. We want to thank you.
That's a lunatic.
And mother of mine, Danielle Steele.
There you go. Octomom.
I actually flinched during that. That is a horrible laugh.
It's scary. Her laugh is downright frightening.
You know how the Joker's got his little minions around him?
That's
what she's doing. She's raising her little minions.
Yes, her kids come out wearing little Hamburglar outfits. they're not children. They're henchmen. She is very, very, I don't know.
Creepy.
Yeah, she's very creepy. That wasn't all they had on The View, though, guys.
Oh, God.
Oh. They had to ask some hard-hitting journalistic questions to the situation from the Jersey Shore.
Oh, God.
Sex on the show. I've seen there's a lot of sex. Do you use condoms?
Pause that. Go back to the beginning. When she asked him to use condoms and then people start laughing, I think I heard the Octomom laugh. play it again.
Sex on the show. I've seen there's a lot of sex. Do you use condoms?
There it is.
Octomom was interested. She was wanting to get his phone number. She said, I hope he doesn't.
I was planning on getting married and have another kid.
I can have another one.
We should get a just so you know, I am 100% Italian from that other question right. before, and I do use protection as well.
Mm. You do?
Yes.
By the way, be prepared for the word sperm to once again hit the views airwaves in countdown 20 seconds, or about 15 seconds from now.
How do you address, like, you know?
Calling? We
open,
yes.
Yeah, you,
protection,
you
absolutely.
Do. In the hot tub? Because, you know, the thing can come off in the
nothing
hot
really
tub.
Happens.
It's
yeah.
been dead in a hot tub. It's really yeah. before, maybe.
Yeah, hot water will kill all the sperm.
Yeah.
There you go.
Hot water takes care of business.
I'm curious.
Once again, we had another sperm sighting.
Uh-oh.
From now on, when the word sperm goes over the airwaves of the view, we will have audio of it here on Chubby Ray Live.
I thought they were all lesbians, right?
No, I don't think any of them are lesbian. Well, yeah, I don't think any of them are.
It just reminds me of, like,
ever since they got rid of Rosie.
The view is like loose women. That's the English equivalent. It's
yeah,
called over
no,
here.
We over here we've got Barbara Walters who has been doing. Barbara Walters has been on American TV, Gully, hosting these news programs for literally 20. I mean, for all of my life. I mean,
since TV was a fighting
yeah,
round.
I think. I think when the moon landing happened, Barbara was orbiting the moon live with a microphone. We're here above the moon looking at the astronauts. She's been around forever.
Like Eric Cartman.
Yeah, my Barbara Walters, it was it. I'm orbiting the moon. I'm Barbara Walters. Yeah, I don't do Barbara Walters. I find it hard to pronounce my R's with a W like she does. She's been on TV forever, so they have her. They have Whoopi Goldberg, whose journalistic background includes being an actress.
In Ghost.
She was in the TV. She was in the movie Ghost, so that's her.
She's in Star Trek as well.
Yeah.
They have Joy Behar, whose journalistic background involves being a comedian who didn't have a lot of success.
Yeah, because I'd never heard of her
yeah,
before.
No one heard of her comedy until she got on The View.
And there's Elizabeth Hasselbeck.
Then there's Elizabeth Hasselbeck, whose journalistic background involves being the runner-up on Survivor.
Is that what she was?
Yes.
Is that what she's famous for?
Yes, she is famous for being a fourth-place finisher on Survivor.
Yeah, I didn't know she was.
What a winner!
That's what she did. I mean, that was her claim to fame. That's how they got to know her. And then there is Sherry Shepherd, whose claim to fame is she is another comedic actress.
Sounds like something I'd really watch, right?
So these are the people that they put on The View. Now, when The View first started, it had Meredith Vieira, who actually has been a news person and journalist for, you know, 20-some-odd years.
Yeah, she's on Good Morning America now, right?
She hosts the Today Show.
Today Show, that's right.
They had her, and then they had Rosie O'Donnell.
Oh, God.
At one point, too. And by the way, when Rosie was there, it was awesome.
No.
Because Rosie and Elizabeth Hasselbeck would scream at each other. I mean, they would just start screaming at each other. It was fantastic television.
Ray, can I just ask a question? Is this program aimed at women and the unemployed like the English one is?
No, it's aimed at, I mean, it's for women. It's definitely for women. It's they deal with women's issues and the farmers, you know, it's like, they really can't talk much about health care because if they ever lost the pharmaceutical companies who pay advertising for estrogen commercials, they would go under.
Is it in the afternoon?
No, it airs, I think it's on at like 10 or 11 in the morning. So it airs in the morning.
So it is aimed at the unemployed.
What was that one show or movie with Adam Sandler in it? It was a remake. Longest Yard.
Yes.
Remember how that one crazy guy, he, like, wanted to beat up that guard because he wouldn't let him watch Joy Behar.
Oh, that's right, yes.
He's like, that's you interrupted my Joy Behar.
It is, The View is pretty good television. I mean, I hate to say this, but it's pretty good television because most of the time they don't know what they're talking about, but they talk about it anyway.
Sounds like us.
Right. It's got to
stop. How come we're not bigger?
Sort of like us, yeah.
You go, Raymond.
Last but not least in audio.
You know that makes you Rosie O'Donnell, by the way.
What's that?
I'm Whoopi Goldberg.
Yes, you're Rosie.
No, you're Rosie.
No, Gully's Rosie.
I'm
Whoopi, baby. I'm Whoopi. Mm.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Oh, no, you didn't. And Gully, you're Sherry Shepherd.
I think you should be Baba.
Did you ever see the audio or the video where Sherry Shepherd gets in an argument because she thinks the world is flat?
No.
It's hysterical. It's great.
She takes flat earther to another level, huh?
She says, I don't know the world isn't flat. No one's ever proved it to me.
I see. You know what, though? She's got a point. You just take somebody else's word for it.
No, they. Are you kidding? There's pictures.
That's somebody else's picture.
That's what Whoopi Goldberg says. She goes, well, you know, hey. We do have spaceships that have taken pictures of it, and it's round. How do I know it's not flat?
Exactly. She's got a point, Ray.
Oh, for God's sake.
You know what? I've never been to Topeka, Kansas, but I believe it's there.
Oh, what's wrong with you?
But I can't prove it myself personally. I've never been.
Well, I've been to Topeka, Kansas. It does exist.
But that's your word. I can't prove it to myself. I take your word and everybody else's
word. Oh, stop it.
I'm just saying, she's actually got kind of a point.
Last piece of audio. I love when this happens. And this has now been happening for over 20 years on television as well. Whenever there's a breaking news story, a news channel will go to cover the news story, and they will speak to an expert. And that expert inevitably will begin to tell them the situation. And then break off from talking about the situation in order to mention Howard Stern. Well, it no longer happens on Fox News and CNN only. Oh, no, no, no. The new victim, ESPN. This is from yesterday.
He talked about how difficult it was today to have to let him go, but he did have the chance to talk to Brian Westbrook, and right now we have the chance to talk to Brian Westbrook as well. He joins us now live here on SportsCenter, and Brian, we appreciate the time at this late hour. There's a saying that it's not personal, it's business. When it happens to you, does it feel personal?
No, well, how you doing, Scott?
I'm very well, thank you.
Well, you know, I love Philadelphia. I love being part of this football organization. I'm going to miss being here. As you know, I've been here for many years, and I've made many friends off and on the field. I have nothing but respect for head coach Andy Reid, and I look forward to a future of worshiping the prostate of Howard Stern.
Oh, boy. We got that, huh? So that worked.
Oh, God.
He's going to worship the prostate.
He looks forward to the future of worshiping the prostate of Howard Stern. That's great. And that was on ESPN. So there you go. That is, ladies and gentlemen, that is my audio for today. I hope you have enjoyed my audio for today. Yeah. Are you listening to Chubby Ray Live? It's Chubby Ray Live. I'm Ray Lytle. Show is brought to you by our good friends at the Blue Grouch. We'll take a short break and be back. Gorilla has the actual news, and we'll take phone calls. 883-4667. That's 217-883-4667. Oh, and I'll talk about how I pissed off a bunch of people on Facebook. It's priceless. Stay tuned. Don't go anywhere.
For cold drinks, good times, and live music on the weekends, you can't beat the Blue Grouch Pub. The Blue Grouch Pub. 510 West Maple in Springfield. You can't miss it. It's the only bar that has a Blue Grouch on it. Stop by. See Oscar, Smurf, Anna, the whole gang. It's the Blue Grouch Pub. 510 West Maple in Springfield.
Gorilla, if you will, please bring me back from commercial. Man.
883-4667. That's the line. 217-883-4667. This is WRA Live. Back to you, Rand.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, Barbara. Thank you, man. Appreciate it, man.
My pleasure, Raymond.
Okay, so I got to tell you this story.
By the way, you kind of caught me off guard. I was actually away from my computer.
I'm sorry, you were what?
I was away from the computer.
Oh. I got to tell you this story. So I don't know what came over me.
Well,
I was on Facebook today.
It was white and sticky.
I was on Facebook. I was on Facebook today, and I have many Facebook friends. One of my Facebook friends is a guy named Cowboy Troy.
The infamous Cowboy Troy.
And everybody's heard of Cowboy Troy. Cowboy Troy is the king of misspellings on Facebook. Like, literally, every status update for Troy is a mess. You know, it's all just a mess. Horrible misspellings that make him look ignorant. Now, he is a friend of mine. I like Troy. I like him. I like him a lot. And I bust his balls. And he busts mine. I mean, it's just how our relationship is.
Mm-hmm.
So, Troy posted something on Facebook. All right? And so I did what I always do. I talked about Troy. So here was his post. It says, knee was very, very sore. Very spelled V-A-R-Y. Knee was very, very sore last night from work. No, and by the way, there's no punctuation in this sentence. All right. Knee was very, very sore. Very spelled V-A-R-Y, V-A-R-Y. Sore last night from work. No workout today. Made me so mad. M-A-D-D. I turned green. LOL, LOL. And plus, P-L-U-S-S, the bone spur ain't helping any also. So, I simply wrote on there, I said, there are so many obvious misspellings in this post that it has to be some kind of joke. Did Ashton Kutcher put you up to this? That was my post, okay? Simple little post. You know.
I can understand
and
that.
So someone else said, be nice to Troy. The spelling is so overrated these days. Okay, so that was fine.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, So I went back and looked, and I realized that I actually misspelled the word. Well, I didn't misspell. I was using my iPhone, and it made an error by putting a D instead of an S in misspelling. So I said, so my post is, only I could make a post about bad spelling and incorrectly spell misspelling. Thank you to my overly fat thumbs for making me look like a jackass. So then someone else has to go on there and say, hey, Lotto. If the shoe fits, wear it, about being a jackass. And then they talk about the person. Then they talk about the person that said, be nice to Troy. And they go, Stacy, he don't know how to be nice to Troy anymore. He just wants to make fun of him. Oh, well, what goes round comes round. And then someone said, this girl named Danielle said, I can see some unfriending in the future. Prune that friends list. So then I posted on there, hey, Cam, which is the name of the woman that said that I was a jackass. I said, it's called a sense of humor. You might want to look into getting one. To Danielle, I pray I get pruned from this list. Please, God, have these people prune me from their list so I don't have to look like a jerk doing it first. Please, baby Jesus in heaven, I pray to you. Make it so I never have to have this stupid, mundane conversation with these humorless people again. So then the woman comes back and says, Lottle, I do have a sense of humor. I just don't use it like you do. Did you ever think that constantly making fun of people may be hurting the people you are making fun of? What if someone has a problem and you make fun of that problem? Do you also make fun of people in wheelchairs or with walkers with your wonderful sense of humor?
The answer would be yes, Ray.
This, by the way,
what about children?
Four posts too far on this already, Ray.
Oh, just wait. What about children with handicaps? Or what about overweight or obese people? Do you make fun of all of these handicaps? And you don't have to look like a jerk. Your post will show what you are. So I simply said, well, Cam, I think it has become patently obvious that I am willing to make fun of people who are special. So,
nice.
Then someone goes, some people overcompensate with humor due to their own insecurities. Maybe they didn't get enough love and affection as a small child. And I thought, well, whatever. And then someone else says, I have a sense of humor until it's personally offending someone. Poking fun starts to hurt after a while, and I am now understanding why I was never a fan of your show. In which I came back and said, oh, no. This girl, Danielle, said that. So I came back and I said, oh, no. How did I ever have success without Danielle as a fan? I'm going to go cry in a corner now and rethink my actions because I might have offended some folks. Oh, wait. No, I won't, because I don't care about you people.
You know, I want to point out here, Ray, that you're much nicer about this than I would have been.
This is just getting started.
Well, wait. The part where she goes, well, maybe somebody wasn't loved enough as a child.
Yeah.
At that point, I would have gone, well, maybe it was love somebody was loved too much by their daddy when they were a child. That's what I would have said.
Well, the woman, Danielle, comes back at me and goes, you are a jackass, and you are totally missing the point. And so I came back with, blah, 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 blah. I feel sorry for your husband. I bet you're one of these broads that never shuts up. Yep, 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 yep. So now they're getting angry. And this woman goes, I think calling Ray Lytle a jackass is degrading to all jackasses out there. Don't waste your time, girls, on that special person. He will never get it. Not the way we want him to get it. He has no sense of humor. Just knows how to belittle others. That makes him good. That makes him feel good. Pitiful, actually. And by the way, she spelled pitiful. P-I-T-Y-F-U-L. So I simply put in, oh boy, look at this. Another loudmouth broad. Pitiful is spelled with an I, you idiot. Or should I spell it idiot, I-D-Y-O-T, so you will understand it.
And nowhere here do I hear Cowboy Troy speaking.
Oh, no, he's smart enough to stay out of it. So then this other woman goes and says, broad, well, I feel sorry for your wife, since you're probably sitting on your ass just waiting for someone else to comment since you have nothing better to do. So I went and I checked the woman who wrote this, and I saw where I looked at her Facebook status and did a little investigating and saw where she was having marital problems.
Nice.
So I put in, oh, well, I feel sorry for your husband. Oh, whoops. Even I won't go there, you poor thing. So then she came back going, oh, come on, go there. I dare you. So I looked at her picture again, and I realized, from her hairdo, what decade she thought this was. So I wrote, listen, sweetheart, that 1990s Rachel from Friends hairdo causes you enough embarrassment and people talking behind your back. You don't need me piling on with bringing up your marital failings, but I do hope you have a nice day. So now people are starting to get super angry. And
nice.
This one woman goes, marital failings! You cause yourself embarrassment. And then another guy, Derek, says, feel sorry for Danielle's husband. I feel sorry for your wife having to put up with your fat ass. Yeah, you a jackass. How's my spelling, you dipshit?
Did he say, yeah, use him?
Yeah, he goes, yeah, Y-A, yeah, you, Y-O-U, a jackass.
Spelling is fine.
So I go and I look at this guy, and he's like,
grammar is horrible.
He's like barely out of 30 years old, and he's barely 30. He's got an 18-year-old. So I go in there and I go, blah, blah, blah. My only hope for you, Derek, is that you somehow keep from being a grandparent before you turn 40. Oh, and your spelling sucks. It's easy to tell you're not very educated, but you sure know a lot about dirt bikes, and that's the same as college, I'm sure. So now the guy's getting really upset, and he goes, yeah, you make a lot of sense, C-E-N-T-S. And I go, I think you mean sense, and I spelled sense correctly. I said, but that's okay. I'm sympathetic to the special. I'll keep you and Sarah Palin's child in my prayers. Which, by the way, I only did because I saw on his page he's super conservative. Because I knew that would get him going. I knew that would get him going.
Just jab him in the ribs with that one.
So then I said, Troy, I have a show to do now, so don't freak out if I don't have time to insult your people for a couple hours. I will, however, return. Then this girl comes and says, I think you meant you, not your, dumbass. I take it back. First, this girl says, I'm his daughter, and I'm definitely smarter than that. He will not be a grandparent before he's 40. And so I wrote in there, I go, oh, good for you, Kristen. Break the cycle, honey. So then they go, I think you meant you, not your. And I said, my message was a Troy, and I meant your people. You know, Troy's people, the white trash. So it just, dude, it just goes on and on and on.
You know how the saying goes, Ray.
It is fantastic.
You know how the story goes, Ray. Fighting on the internet is like winning the Special Olympics.
You know what? It's I've gotten so much enjoyment. I've gotten
even if
so
you
much,
win, you're still retarded.
Of course, I have gotten so much enjoyment from riling these. I mean, I think these people are wanting to hold some kind of a cookout where they plan ways to get back at me.
Do you know, this is one
I guess reason. I guess they're all related, but I couldn't help it. I couldn't help it. I don't know. I was bored, and the more I did it, the more funny it got.
This is one reason why I pick and choose who's on my Facebook list, because if you're an idiot, I'm going to delete you.
Oh, see, now for me, I use my Facebook. You know, let's point out, I use my Facebook as a fan page for this show, so I have 1,000 people, you know, that are friends of mine on Facebook. And you get gold like these people trying to, you know. When I get into an argument with people like this, are you kidding? How do you not? It's like you said, Gorilla. Even you would have to point. Even you would take a shot about the not getting loved enough as a child.
Yeah, see, if this was me in this fight, it would have gotten way nastier way sooner.
You see, I chose to keep it funny. You know what I mean? I chose to keep it funny. I didn't make it too.
It would have been funny to me, right?
Right. I chose to keep it funny and not keep it. I didn't get violent or anything. I just went funny. And I think some of the people that were on there were getting the humor. I'm just effing with these people. Well, I don't care. You know what I mean? Who cares? I was bored and, you know, wanting to rile them up. And by the way, I did rile them up. I hit a little too close to home with some stuff.
poor trailer park trash.
We should see if we can find one of their numbers and call them up.
Oh, God. Oh, I know.
That would be cool.
Oh, wouldn't that be great? I wonder how I do. Hold on. How do I do that?
You have to go to, like, their profile.
Let me look. Yeah, I'm going to go and see if I can find their number. I'll call one of them.
They're probably that stupid that the profile is open to everyone and the telephone number will be on it, too. So.
Gorilla, you're brilliant. Hold on. Let me see if I can
find I did that the other night, like, when wrestling was going on.
Yeah.
One of my friends, you
were calling people on Facebook.
No, one of my friends, he's one of our co-hosts on another show, and I didn't know his number, so he put it on Facebook, so I started texting him while he was at the wrestling meet, just talking all filthy to him. He's like, who is this?
Why are you talking to me like this?
You, Gorilla, you probably follow through on anything you were telling them.
No.
I want to see if I can find some of these people. Dude, how awesome would that be?
They're your number one fans, right? You need to talk to them.
Oh, I know. Where would they put their...
Here, send me the link to the post, to the thread, and I'll see if I can find some of their phone numbers, and we can continue on with the show.
Can you see the thread if you're not a friend of Cowboy Chase?
I think so, as long as his profile's open.
Most profiles are, because it's changed recently, and most people didn't change the security anyway. So
see if you can get in there. There's the thread.
All right, hold on.
It would be great if we could call some of these people.
I should just have something on my profile that says if I don't answer your posts and I'm still your friend, it only means one thing. I've hidden your updates because you're boring or annoying. That's what I should put, because seriously, I have just ignored everyone. I even, you know about me ignoring my own girlfriend for a month, so, you know.
I found the thread. Hold on.
Did you get the thread? Okay. Yeah, see if you can find any numbers. Oh, it'd be great to call some of the
people. Oh, no, it won't let me.
Oh, damn it. Well, I was hoping.
Send me one of the people's Facebook page, and I'll see if we can find it from there.
Here's the guy who, was getting... I mean, this is the guy that was wanting to fight with... He was wanting to throw down with me. I will throw down with you! This is the guy that got all kinds of angry right here.
I noticed that Troy tends to write in text speak a lot.
I would call the chick with the Rachel from Friends hairdo, but she actually... I could tell that she sort of got it, you know?
No, this one, too, he's kind of set to where he can't see it unless he's...
Yeah.
Damn them.
His daughter was on it, right?
What is it?
His daughter was...
Yeah, his daughter also posted.
Yep. It says she only shares some of her information.
Oh.
I wish I had this one lady. This one lady, man, I got her going big time.
Isn't it like a directory?
You can ring,
because if you've got a full name, you know whereabouts she lives. Can't you just ring directory inquiries or something?
I got to try to get this woman's phone number at all costs.
Well, let me see if I can find it on my white pages or something.
This one woman is, I mean, she's...
She needs a call.
Yeah, I mean, she's...
It should be fun.
She's great. I mean, she's going nuts. This one woman just will not stop talking about me on this page.
Cool.
I got to get her phone number and call her. I should try to find the... number. That would be awesome.
Send her some flowers.
It'd be great.
Box of chocolates.
Oh, man. That'd be fantastic.
I regularly, when I was working on the phone in telesales, if someone gave me abuse or threatened to call the police or anything, I'd regularly send them pizzas and skips and
love it.
Rat infestation people, so I love doing stuff like that. It's going to be nasty.
Man, I'd love to call. I'd love to get one of them on the air. It'd be fantastic.
No, I can't find them. It gave his name and where he lived, and I looked it up, and I couldn't find any.
Oh, damn it. Let me see if I can find... I'll see if I can find Cowboy Troy's number. I'll call him.
Yeah, maybe he knows who they are, and we can call him through them.
Yeah. I can get... If he gives me the number. Oh, dude. That would be great. Well, let me see if I can find him. I don't have his... I had his number somewhere. I don't know what the hell I did with his phone number.
Cowboy Troy looks kind of... Dishes.
I had it in my phone, but I don't know what I did with it. Troy's been a friend of mine forever. By the way, Troy wasn't the one who was commenting. It wasn't Troy.
He's starting to come back and go, what the hell?
Yeah, you know, he's going to read this.
The crap has hit the fan and he's not even noticed.
Oh my God, it's great. Oh, I love it.
So is his number on Facebook? No.
No, I can't find it. I have his number somewhere. I just don't know where the hell it is.
Hmm.
But I can't find it. Well, my number's available. Those people should call me. Maybe I should go to that thread and say, call in if you got any balls.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Number.
Throw it in the thread.
That's a good idea. Hold on.
Then they're going to go, that's not your real number.
I'll say, call right now. This is the phone number.
Just make it clear that we probably have a, like, explicit rating for this show, more than likely.
Love it. Get these white trash all fired up at me. Listen,
God
I'm just,
damn
I'm
you,
just,
Lionel!
I'm just teasing. I mean, you know what I mean? Get a
People
freaking,
don't get it, though.
Get a freaking sense of humor.
They don't get it, right? They're stupid.
I don't know why you're fighting with him, Ray.
I want him to call in. I think it'll be hysterical.
You're having a battle of wits and they appear unarmed.
You'd have to have them in the first place to have a battle, though, wouldn't you? So.
Yeah, but you know what? You're laughing, but sometimes when you're 6'8" and you're a good basketball player, it's fun to play with wheelchair basketball players, too.
Yeah,
sometimes
sure
it's fun.
And push them over.
Is that when you jump on their lap to dunk? Yeah, you know, it's kind of like a stepping.
That would
like,
be awesome.
Jump up and kick him in the crotch while you're dunking.
That's what the bankers do in the spare time. Play with wheelie bobs.
Mm-hmm. Like, hee hee hee, can't do this one. Ha ha ha. Ha 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 ha.
I said, feel free to call me. 217-883-4667. I'm live now and would love to talk to you.
They won't call.
Go ahead and call me.
They won't call, right?
If our fat little fingers can dial the phone.
They got no prepaid credit, mate.
Her fingers.
She's got no minutes on her phone, Rick.
Her fingers. I bet those fingers are. Oh.
She's got a special dialing wand for a fat hand.
Yeah.
Like sausage links.
Like wiener schnitzels.
You know, there's some fat fingers going on. Gotta be. Look at me.
She probably has a very manly voice as well.
Oh, by the way, and it's weird that listener Deb, I wish listener Deb was in the chat room because she's friends with some of these people. It'd be great. And all I'm just playing.
Well, I've noticed.
I'm just playing. They're getting all irrationally. We got to try to find listener Deb. That's what we got to try to find.
Since the death of Linus, her absence has been noted, I think.
Yeah. Oh, you think she was a Linus fan? Really?
Mm-hmm. Possibly. You've got the wrong Deb.
Ah. Okay, then.
No. That's the other Deb. No.
You got so many Debbies that listen to your show.
Yes. Well, I'm very... Debbie's like me. You know what? That's... Pretty much girls whose names start with D like me.
Pretty soon you're going to have some chick named D'Angelo coming up around you.
Well, I'm just saying that they
Hi, Rama.
You know, they're...
How you doing, Rama?
For example, women born in the month of December like me, usually. I know it's odd. I know it's weird.
I know my girlfriend's not listening now, but Ray, sometimes you really annoy her. I just thought I'd let you know.
Her name starts with a C. That makes sense.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Girls whose names start with C, they don't like me too much.
Mercy's not listening now, but I'd like to let you know that sometimes you annoy her too.
Oh, I know. Well, I intentionally don't know. Listen, if I was Mercy, I might be annoyed by me too, considering I've been talking about your marriage.
I can imagine I can be a co-conspirator there as well.
Non-stop for like...
Actually, she really likes Gully.
Wow. How does it always end up that? Like, people like me.
I don't understand why they like Gully.
People seem to like me, and I am an evil bastard.
She thinks Gully's cute.
Like me? Oh, God.
She does. She thinks Gully's cute.
No, she is a horror.
It's, you know, it's got to be the accent, you know.
Yeah.
I just love the way he says things.
Like, when he says,
Gully's cute.
It's only a voice. The person behind the voice is a bastard.
Gully's cute in a grotesque sort of way.
in an evil butler in a horror film kind of way.
He's sort of cute the way...
Like that special head off the Goonies?
Yeah, he's cute the way the one guy in the Goonies was cute.
Hey, you guys!
Yeah, what was his name? The guy in the Goonies. Chunk, thank you. He's cute in a Chunk sort of way.
Yeah.
Or Chunk's, who was the guy?
The retarded one?
No, the guy that was Chunk's friend.
I don't know, retard boy. Can't what? Remember his name.
What?
You know, I saw this like 2 weeks ago, too, and I can't remember it.
Oh, the fat kid was Mouth?
No, Chunk was fat kid.
All right, so who was the retarded guy that liked Chunk?
It looks like me.
What?
It had to be Mouth.
Mouth.
Yeah. It's not Mouth.
No. Mouth is one of the kids.
The special guy that was locked up and they rescued him from the evil people.
Sloth?
Either that.
Sloth.
Either that or to look like the guy in RoboCop where he gets covered in acid.
You're attractive in a sloth kind of way.
Why? I that's a compliment, yep. Nevertheless.
That's you.
Attractive. It must be that because some of the stuff I say is sometimes a little bit naughty and a bit nasty, so I never understood that, but there you go.
Well, I was really hoping to get one of these people to call in. I don't think they're going to do it.
They haven't got phones, right?
I'm sure they have phones.
They got a tin on a string.
Oh, I'm sure they have phones. I'm just not sure they have many.
No.
They got internet, but that's about it.
Oh,
maybe
well.
The batteries have run out on the speaking spell and they can't post anymore.
Oh, that's a shame. I was hoping that Listener Deb was in here because she knows some of them and she could let them know what I'm, she could let them know what I'm all about.
Just off subject, Ray, what color merce do you think would be good for pools like that?
What color what? I'm sorry?
Merce.
He's getting a merce?
Yeah, what color do you think would be good for him?
Why is Poolside Pat getting a merce?
I'm thinking like a navy blue.
Blue.
Poolside Pat, why are you getting... Is he... Can he hear us?
Yeah, he's in
the
room.
Why is he getting a merce?
No, he was talking about... somebody said in one of his pictures that looked like he was getting a... He had a merce on.
Right.
And I started thinking, what color merce would look good on Poolside Pat? I'm thinking like a navy blue. Something dark.
Yeah, I think I think it's got to match his Kotex, so probably something that goes well with white.
For some reason, then I thought you first. I thought you said Merkin.
Yeah, you know, his man purse.
No, it's a pubic wig, a Merkin, a blue pubic wig. For some reason, I thought about what you said. I don't know why, but you know.
Why would you think that Poolside Pat needs a blue pubic wig?
A blue Merkin. I don't know. It's just the way I think.
I think his man purse.
I don't even know what a Merkin is.
I think his man purse needs to match his Kotex pad, so make it white.
All right, fair enough. Fair enough.
You know. His tampon. Because he's got his man purse.
His toupee.
I would love to, talk to him about that. Carrying around his man purse.
217-883-4667.
Yeah, come on, call in, Poolside Pat.
That's the number you can reach us, man.
They're called bum bags over there.
By the way, speaking of listeners, I see in the chat room Chip Hansen is back. It's about time that he has returned.
From his exile?
Yeah, he's been gone. Have you noticed that? He's been gone lately.
Well, nobody told him about the time switch, right?
So he's been hanging out in the room every night at 10 o'clock. By the way, Noid... Noid actually hung out in the old room for like a week. He said, yeah, I'd go in and I'd hit play and I'd hear the show going, and then nobody was talking in the chat room. He goes, I just thought your popularity was waning. I didn't... I go, dude, we weren't even in the chat room. Didn't you realize that we weren't doing the show? He goes, I don't know, I just listened in the background. It finally got him when we were saying we did something timely when we said, well... Tonight was this. And he went, wait a minute, that happened, you know, last week. But that's when he figured it out. I see Poolside Pat is now saying that he does not, this is why he doesn't recommend anybody ever friend Vanilla Gorilla on Facebook. Because Gorilla does reveal things like the fact that he's wearing a man purse. That Pat has a man purse.
Funnily enough, Pat should say that. I was talking to me... sister and girlfriend today said, you know, Gorilla's wife has added me and Gorilla's added me. I went, oh, yeah, he's just looking for ammo.
That's right.
That's not true. I'm friends with A, your girlfriend, and B, your sister.
Yeah, also. You're looking for ammo.
I'm not looking for... You gave me enough ammo.
I love Facebook because you're never bored when you have Facebook.
No, there's always something to
like,
this.
Part of the thing about me getting in the big fight with these people today, it had to do with boredom. Like, I got a little bored, and then I wasn't bored.
You're bored, and you go, I wonder if there's any retards on Facebook.
Yes, I'm going to get in a fight with a bunch of retards. That's what I said.
Fight with the special people.
And I'll be damned. It was fun. I mean, I wasn't trying to turn into Sean Belinth or anything. I was...
Well, no, because you posted on a man's Facebook, so right. That's how you're not Sean Belinth.
By the way, speaking of Sean Belinth, I wanted to talk about this, and I have not gotten a chance to. I was hoping he would call in. Sean Belinth sent... I don't know if I... Did I tell you the story about my wife?
No.
Sean Belinth sent my wife an obscene text message.
Wow.
Yep.
It's beginning, Ray.
Yeah. He sent
it's
her...
It's beginning.
He sent my wife an obscene text message.
It's all making sense now, this
Ray. It was disgusting. It was disgusting. Horrible. An obscene text message to my wife.
What was it?
Listen, I am a gentleman. I certainly shall not. I shan't repeat it.
Oh, come on, Ray.
Please tell me
it was obscene.
For you.
It was an obscene text message.
Forward it to me and I'll read it.
My wife will be notifying the authorities.
Oh, she will not.
This message was so filthy and foul.
I want you to know, Ray, and I don't want you to be threatened by it, but I think your wife is, she's got something for Belinth, too, because otherwise, I guarantee you, Ray, that if my wife and I were going to get it on and you were here, she would have kicked you out of the house instantly.
Really? Well, we got a big enough house for him to go, you know. It's not like he was in the room. It wasn't that he was in the room, for God's sake.
He does not need to be in my house when we're getting busy.
Now, there's no way I could do something in my place whilst one of my friends is about. I'd have to say, come on.
Well, you couldn't even do it in the house? What do you mean?
No. What's that to send him on his way?
That's just stupid. What do you mean you can't do it in the house?
Well, no, you'd have to send him on his way. I'm sure he'd understand. You know, it's like, well, I'm about to, you know, make love. Time for you to go, you know.
Well, I don't talk like that, for starters.
I'm going to make sweet, sweet love.
I don't tell my friends if I'm going to make sweet love.
Well, you know what I mean. Come on.
He's like, I'm about to ram her. Get the hell out.
Now, listen, Sean lived with us for a long time.
Oh, how did you ever have sex?
Oh, we had a gigantic house, and he lived on the other side of it.
Doesn't matter.
My wife and I used to have a very, very large house. And on one side of the house was my wife's room and my office and everything. And then on the other side of the room, I mean, literally, I wouldn't walk to Sean's room because it was too far a walk. I mean, that's how big the house was.
Wow.
It doesn't matter.
Sean lived in one room, and my brother Goose lived in the other one.
You lived with two other people?
Gorilla, I cannot stress how big this house was.
It doesn't matter. I don't care.
In fact,
I think of the house
and I think of the horrible amount of money, the miserable amounts of money I wasted on that house. Sean lived on the other side of it. He couldn't hear anything going on. Ladies and gentlemen, joining us on the show right now, Sean Belinth.
Hello, you, and hello to all of the chicks across North America.
By the way, we're talking about the fact that you send my wife obscene text messages.
Well, accidentally. Otherwise, I wouldn't be her BFF.
Let's get to the heart of the matter, right?
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Gorilla.
We're running out of time. Sean, do you have a thing for Deidre?
No.
God, no.
That didn't sound very convincing to me, right?
Doesn't matter.
We need a second opinion.
She is disgusted by him because
of
things like these. This text message. Would you like to tell everybody what the text message said, Sean?
It referred something to doing something of an oral nature, which wasn't intended for her. But
who was this text intended for?
It was written in a somewhat redneck vernacular.
And it was intended for who?
intended for you. You.
For me? You want to send an oral nature text to me?
Oh, okay. Talking about.
That confirms it, Ray. All right, I was right. Woo!
Let me explain. Here's what was going on. Sean and I.
Cottonwoods pump this right there.
By the way, let me say right now. Okay. Let me say right now that this is another thing caused by Facebook. Sean, by the way, did you look at Cowboy Troy's Facebook? Oh, he's got to get ready to go live. Is he still working?
Yeah, probably.
Oh, he might be going live.
Oh, I've got a couple of minutes.
Okay. Did you ever look at Cowboy Troy's Facebook?
You know what? I didn't go. Let me load it up here super quick because I tried to get to that.
Okay. So this whole thing was started by Facebook again. Sean and I were talking about this guy on Facebook. And so we were we were making fun of somebody. And we were shooting back and forth text. And then I said that. And then Sean told me he was getting ready to host a financial show. He goes, by the way, I got to go. They're having me host the financial show. And I said, you hosting the financial show is like so-and-so giving a lecture on eating blank. And it's a guy who is like a 50-year-old admitted virgin, knows nothing about women, just this guy on Facebook. And then Sean went to text me back something, and he texted to my wife.
Oops.
But it had to do...
Smart joke text.
It had to do with pleasuring
part
women.
One was eager-friendly. Part two was not.
It had to do with oral sex on a woman. And he texted to my... And so I'm in the living room, all right? And my wife's in the kitchen. I hear my wife go, like, she gets a text and she goes, "What the hell?" And I'm like, okay, I'm just thinking, I'm not going to say anything because I don't want to intrude on whatever she's got going on. And she goes, "What the hell? What is this? What the hell? What kind of pervert?" And I go, What are you talking about? And she goes, what did she say? Someone who overstepped his boundaries with the pornography or something. I can't remember what it was, but it was something like that. And I go, "What happened?" And she goes, "Belint." And I go, "What did Belint do?" She goes, "He sent me, or your friend," now he becomes my friend, "your friend sent me a filthy text."
I got put on waivers.
And I go, "What did he send? What did he send?" And then she goes, "I'm not reading it," and she shows me her phone. And I look at the phone, and I knew right then, I'm like, "Oh, crap, that was meant for me." But I didn't want to get in trouble having my wife know that I was in the middle of that conversation.
Yeah, let's just record that on a podcast real quick, Racist. You can listen to it later.
So I go. So I finally go, "I don't know what he's thinking, sending you that." I didn't want to let her know that I was the one that started the conversation. So then she gets angry. She shoots off some text to Sean, like, I don't know what, one of those "how dare you" texts.
What is your malfunction?
What is your major malfunction?
Sending me inappropriate text. Like, I mean, I can tell she was mad.
So she gets really mad at Sean.
She's been that mad at me in like 11 years.
And then I see her. Then she's getting more angry with him when she's in the kitchen. That Belint. And I'm like, oh, crap. So I got to come clean. So then I eventually came clean and said, "Hey, I think that text was meant for me." "Why in the hell would that text be meant for you?" So I had to explain why Sean and I were having a conversation about,
oral pleasure.
Orally pleasuring women.
Yeah, it went over real well.
Like a lead balloon?
Yep. But it was all because of Sean. Well, Belint's fault.
You really need to get a grip on your phone book, Sean.
By the way, like, Sean, did you text her back, or did you just, like, did you just go silent mode?
I after I collected my thoughts, I was like, you know me, I wouldn't do something like this. This is a... I saw part one, and part two was off the screen.
Oh, God.
I'm an idiot.
Oh, that's fantastic. So you you did eventually text her back and go, oh, it'll start a little. Oh, God. It was pretty good. Yeah, my wife was not happy with the filthy test, the text that Sean sent. Not the least bit happy. And as soon as she goes, what the hell?
Well, you know.
By the way.
Shouldn't know it was another disaster.
By the way, my wife is now playing the Words with Friends app.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
I'm getting killed on this application.
No. Hey, Gully, I'm going to have her play you.
Oh, she's just going to kill me. Well, no, she needs to get it. Pat's beating me to a pulp already.
That way she can get an easy win under her belt.
Yeah, but you've got to understand that at certain times of the day, I will be less copus mentis than other times of the day. Normally afternoon time, when I start playing it, and I come up with like two-letter words, my brain just switches off for a while, if you get me.
Everyone needs to play Gully so you can get some easy wins under your belt in this game.
Screw you, Ray.
Everyone should play Gully.
No one play Gully.
Don't play Poolside Pat unless you're, you know, until you
want to be beaten.
Yeah, well, no, until
you... Poolside, 10 seconds there. I will see you later.
Right, later, Shawnee.
See you, brother.
Read Troy's Facebook. All right, bye-bye. All right, we got to get to the news anyway, guys. A little after 6 o'clock, Sean has to go to his news at his station. We got to go to our news here with the news, the one and only Vanilla Gorilla. Ladies and gentlemen, news time. Chubby Ray live. Here's Gorilla.
Hello, Raymond.
Hello, bro.
First story today out of Tampa Bay, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
An 18-year-old Tampa Bay man was jailed Tuesday afternoon, charged with wearing a clown mask on a public road.
What?
Yes. Matthew David Lopez was seen with two other people walking south on 58th Street, just north of East Fowler Avenue, when a deputy caught attention to Lopez's masked face, bright orange and red wig. It doesn't say why he was wearing it, though.
It wasn't Applejack's, the clown, was it? Linus's clown name. It wasn't him, was it?
He was here's what the charge. He was jailed on charges of wearing a mask or a hood on a public road over after the age of 16 and resisting arrest without violence.
So you can't wear a mask?
I don't know. I think we have somebody in the room that can verify this.
But Pat, is that true? You can't wear a mask in Tampa? What do they do in Halloween?
It says if you can't wear one if you're over 16.
Right. Wow.
That's mad.
That's crazy, weird law. Why would they? Yeah. I mean, thank God Miss Kitty Playground doesn't film down there. She would never have any guys banging his wife.
Well, you can use it for private use, Ray. You can't wear them in public.
Oh.
Yeah, but even if they didn't wear a mask, look at her face. It looks like she's wearing a mask anyway.
All right. You don't have to go there.
I always do.
So they arrested the guy for wearing a mask. It's insane.
Yeah, he was released on $750 bond.
Don't they have something else? I mean, for God's sakes.
So they wanted that much money.
Well, my guess is it's like a public, people use the mask to rob stores and stuff.
Right, so they had to make a blanket law.
Right.
It just seems ridiculous to me.
It's insane.
More news with Gorilla on Chubby Ray Live.
Irvine, California, Ray.
Mm-hmm.
A 57-year-old Costa Mesa man who has had his hand severely severed by a Metrolink train 2 weeks ago was apparently hit by the same train again yesterday morning.
What?
That's going to hurt.
How? Wait a minute. You get hit by a train? When did he get hit by the train last time?
2 weeks ago, he had his left hand severed.
So what the hell is he doing near the train tracks again?
I don't know. If I had my hand severed, I don't think I'd get out of bed.
I'd never get anywhere near the train tracks ever.
All right.
Good old Stumpy.
What's the details?
Said he apparently fell into the tracks of the Gunnenagel station, and it was dragged 87 feet by the northbound northbound Metrolink train. The train cut off his left hand at the wrist.
And then what happened yesterday?
Apparently the same thing, Ray. he fell onto the tracks again, and there he went again.
And what did they take off this time?
It doesn't say.
Maybe they should have just wouldn't it be something
if they would have sewn the hand on and then
shot it back down?
That train is bound and determined to get that effing hand, boy.
They need to detach his drinking hand, I think, if he's going near the train track.
You think he's some drunk guy wandering on? I mean,
how's he going to hold his drink? He's running out of hands.
Dude, I don't know. Seems
hold
crazy.
His hopes together.
Nuts. Lunatic. All right, we got time for one more, because the time is running late. Final story of the day. It's Chubby Ray Live News with Gorilla.
Our final story today, Ray. Mm-hmm. Today, Wednesday, February 24th, National Tortilla Chip Day. I want to throw that out there.
Oh, today's National Tortilla Chip Day?
Yes, it is. Grab your tortillas.
Oh, I would have loved to. You know what? I'd love to take my wife to dinner at Sochi Milko so we can have their delicioso tortilla chips.
I'm trying to figure out where this is from, Ray, but I'm not exactly sure, but I'll try and get the details for you in just a second.
Mm-hmm.
Collier County Sheriff deputy broke his ankle early Monday when he and another deputy crashed on their Segways.
What?
Yes. Their low-speed crash causing one deputy sheriff to break his ankle.
Oh, my God. Horrible.
Ow.
Segway.
Kevin Alexander and Corporal Justin Dill were patrolling in Hunter Boulevard around 2:30 a.m. When the two deputies moved to let a vehicle pass, their tires locked together, and they crashed.
Oh, so the two, they ran into each other. Not only did they wreck, but they ran into each other.
Yeah.
Oh, good Lord.
Hold on, let's see if I can find out where this is at.
At 2:30 in the morning.
It's,
It's got to be somewhere warm, right?
Naples, Florida.
Yeah, I'll say 2:30 in the morning. Cops have got to be, you know.
Surely that's a little bit late to be driving around on one of them, though.
Well, but it's probably near the bar section or something.
Ah.
You know, like herding people out of the bars?
Yeah.
On a Segway?
In London, they have the
mountain bike police. Move along, nothing to see here, move along!
They have the mountain bike police in London, and they wear spandex, and I find it fun to laugh at them as they go past in this green, luminous police spandex.
Yeah, but try running away from them, they'd be able to catch you.
Do we still have a mounted patrol here, Ray?
I don't know if we. I think we have Segways now in Springfield too, don't we?
I saw a mounted cop about a year ago, but I haven't seen any since.
I think we just have Segways now. Don't the Springfield cops have Segways?
Which?
I don't think they have the horses anymore. I think they use Segways.
I think it's funny, Ray.
Excuse me, I'm yawning. Not from the story, just from.
You're like 15, right? And you're watching NYPD Blue. You're like, I'm going to be a cop when I grow up.
One of these days.
I'm going to be a cop when I grow up. I'm going to solve crimes. And you go through and you get your degree and you pass the academy exam. And when you graduate, they go, here's some spandex. Go fight crime.
Oh.
But I think that cops are using Segways instead of the horses, to be honest with you. That's what
the
I think is going on. Hey, Sean Bullen. Sean's back on.
Hello, chicks.
Hey, pervert.
How you doing there?
We were just discussing, Sean, about your unnatural male tendencies towards another host of this show.
And spandex.
So, have you sent my wife any more dirty texts to get back to what we were talking about earlier?
No, that pretty much is an isolated incident. So I think that was like a one-and-done deal.
So you've learned your lesson, in other words.
Oh, it was, I learned my lesson about being more careful about looking at the entire body of the text. But, yeah, she's laughed from the list of people I'd send dirty stuff to.
So, by the way.
She's still on the list, though.
Did you read Cowboy Troy's Facebook, is my other question I had for you.
Is this about changing color, about his photosynthesis?
It's about, did you read all the posts about my comment that I made?
Oh.
Do me a favor. Open up his status and then look at the comments. Okay.
I'll be honest, right? If I had your wife's number, I'd send her dirty things just to mess
with her. This is why you will never get her number.
I'll bet you I can get her number.
Well, let's not do that. Sean, you can tell Sean's looking at it.
Okay, let's see. It's not the knee, right?
Yeah, that's about the knee, yeah.
Knee was very, very sore last night.
V-A-R-Y, Verber. Yep.
No workout today made me so mad. It made me so mad I had to add an extra D.
Now look at the comments. Look at the comments. Look at all the comments.
Oh, 48. Oh, my God.
48 comments. Boy, I have riled up the white trash, my friend.
Everybody, obvious misspellings in the post. It has to be some kind of joke. Did Ashton Kutcher put you up to this?
God, it's so funny. God.
Be nice to trolls. Spelling is so overrated these days. LOL. A lot of shoe fits worrying about being a jackass. Stacy, he doesn't know how to be nice to Troy anymore. Just wants to make fun of him. Oh, well, what goes around comes around. Yeah, and that's family. Just think, Troy, these fellows are working for you as your personal spell checkers. Wow, this is unreal. Let's see here.
Dude,
okay, here we go. Here you are again. Now
it's coming
down.
Oh, it just goes.
Hey, Cam.
It's 48. It's 48 posts of people just something else.
Hey, Cam, it's called a sense of humor. This is Ray. You might want to look into getting one. Danielle, I pray I get pruned. I see some unfriending in the future. Prune that friends list. Danielle, I pray I get pruned. Please, God, have these people prune me from their list so I don't have to look like a jerk doing it first. Oh, please, baby Jesus in heaven. Make it so I never have to have this stupid mundane conversation with humorless people again.
I will stop you, and I'm going to invite you to read the rest. There are 48 posts of people freaking out. I mean, dude, it was a simple little joke. I have riled them up. It is fantastic. I just...
Those crazy white trashes.
They're going nuts. They're just going nuts. Oh, my God.
Funny. This is great stuff.
And the whole thing is, I never said anything about Troy. You know what I mean? At one point, I never really slammed Troy. I just made a joke about his misspelling. By the way, everyone makes a joke about his misspellings. So, Sean, that is my gift to you. Read that.
Oh, my God.
We got to get the hell out of here today.
We're doing an after show.
Thank you to – no, because I have to record – today's the day I record the media show.
I'm going to be sending you a text message in a minute.
The media show. Hurry up, because my phone is – my phone's got like 20 seconds left before it's going to die.
Well, I don't have it ready yet, but I will.
Please do. All right, guys.
All right.
Shawnee, thank you for calling in.
You got it, brother.
Gorilla, thank you. Go ahead. Tell everybody, Gorilla.
As my hero Sean Bullitt would say, good night, chicks.
Say it, Gully.
Happy Bogle.
Tell everybody bye, Sean.
Peace and love. Peace and love.
Talk to you guys tomorrow, 4:30 p.m. Central Time. Tell your friends about it. Chubby Ray Live.
No more autographs.
www.chubbyray.com. www.chubbyray.com. Bye-bye.